Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATACP Live.
Okay, we'll start with this. My name is Elsie Law, Monica the Rap Starlet, a.k.a. Starface. I'm a rapper. I out of necessity, started like branching off and doing other things, necessity and also like belief-wise. So I started a blog. I started a community newsletter, just things that I could communicate with people other than through my music, some of the things I'm learning and just some of the things that could help better everything that, you know, we're going through as a community and continue to go through repetitively. For some reason, I want to put a stop to certain things, and hopefully, you know, my generation could be the one to make it better and just end certain things that, you know, we look at now. It's like, okay, why didn't somebody stop this at some point? So, I mean, I don't want to be like that adult bracket, age bracket, where we're in the driver's seat and the kids are looking at us like, we don't have to listen to you. I don't even know what you're talking about because you didn't stop anything from happening. So trying to end it. Hopefully at some certain points we could tackle and put an end to a lot of the issues that we're having, like police brutality and, you know, the joblessness and the wrong people in the wrong positions politically-wise. So I try to play a hand in helping with change that as well.
So in a minute you're going to be a political figure as well then, right?
I don't think so. People keep saying that, but it's just so many angles, so many grimy angles to politics. I mean, I don't even know.
Legal Eagles Entertainment Corporation is 100% independent. Yeah, I know you love that. A black woman cuts a check. That would be me, Elsie Law, the rap starlet, aka the She-E-O. Oh. I live and die on traps, does that make me a dirty hoe? Everybody bastardizing, my profession gotta go. The devil with Prada and Sean John too. The hip hop minstrel show is killing my IQ. A poet is a rapper with a library card. Nah, a rapper's a poet with a shiny chapeau. Let's weed out grown women from the little girls. You might be the block, but we are the world. And I could trump Trump in the game of Monopoly. This is notification, there's no chance of stopping me. Who's the smoking gun to sign the fire? The unbeatable team of me, myself, and I. Three sides to a story, yours, mine's the truth. Now two sides to a story, mine's is the truth. Any rapper ain't the same, ain't worthy of the booth. Any rapper biting this, ain't worthy of a tooth. Legal eagle fly guy. So get off my wing, so get off my wing, so get off my wings, legal eagle fly guy. So get off my wing, so get off my wing, so get off my wing. The revolution won't be televised, I cut my cable. I run through sharecropping, so f*** a label. If the system ever tries to lock me in a box, just know I'm somewhere playing dead like Pop. Rather be a dead eagle than a pigeon that's live. My only fear is God and a 9 to 5. You're not a boss, if you have a boss, I fired my boss. Set up legal eagles, then I hired my boss. Turned around and made myself employee of the month. I did all that while you were rolling the blunt. Someone please tell these slackers they ain't worthy of their youth. Someone please tell these snitches they ain't worthy of the truth. Alright, so stop asking me personal questions. Don't worry about where I live, what I drive, how much I'm making, all that. Kill all that yakety yada. Legal eagle fly guy. So get off my wing, so get off my wing, so get off my wing. Legal eagle fly guy. So get off my wing, so get off my wing, so get off my wing. Fire, that's what I am. Let someone else be the earth and wind. I'm pyrotechnics with a pen. Please remain seated for the national anthem until they bring the troops home from overseas action. My campaign slogan goes something like this. I'm Barack Obama and I never miss. It's the status, the core, and haute couture. Spit like Chuck D and dressed in Dior. And hell no, that's not a contradiction. I'm easy on the eyes and I'm worth the listen. Plus my black people are worth my mission. And let my moms know I was worth tuition. Some have the money but their heart's no good. Some have the power, they exploit the hood. I heard your footsteps, they sound no balance. We fly or die, you just altitude challenge. Evil, evil fly die. So get off my wing, so get off my wing, so get off my wings, legal eagle fly guy. So get off my wing, so get off my wing, so get off my wing.
You're listening to another TAZ production live and recorded live. I am G. Wright, host of the Heart of Love radio show on Blog Talk Radio. Visit me there, blogtalkradio.com/G. Wright, and then check me out on myspace.com/G. Wright Sing, and then visit my official website at gwrightonline.com. Again, you know what? You're listening to another TAZ production, live and recorded live.
Yeah, yeah, we representing WATAZP. Yeah. Check it out, y'all. Yo, back when I was younger, for knowledge I thirsted and hunger was sucking up like a plunger, but yet and still I would wonder when people holler in their minds, are they thinking dollars is like rocking a sword, broke it, hard to swallow as I brain power weak and mind decreased. I'm thinking on shrill chatter, presidents deceased, but somehow we need to move just a little higher, looking at our desires and somehow get inspired. And the reason that I'm even here today is cause I had a couple things I wanted to say, like for real, if you wanna open your mind and be free, listen to WATAZP with my man Taz and DJ Stroke, cracking a couple of jokes and rocking mad music, poking fun at all the people that they wanna, because you know that we are really gonna have fun, couple of laughs, some good times, the way that I come through and drop rhymes, people be looking at me cause I don't smoke lines, I don't snort lines, I keep it true, I'm about to do this in a freestyle type of mode, but yet and still I don't rock platinum or gold, I just got a nice watch and a wristband, and that's all I really need, man, is little love, you know what I'm saying, spread the love, spread the love. Spread the love, yeah. All up in the place to be. WATAZP, yo.
Hello, is this
ATAZP
Radio?
This is, of course, this is TAZ. How you doing?
Hi, it's Emin Brown. How are you?
Chilling out. Just been waiting on your call, really.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm 3 minutes late. I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, that's all good. That's all good. This is ATAZP with Cinnamon Brown on the line. Where you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Amsterdam, the Netherlands.
Okay.
Europe, yeah.
Long distance.
Yeah.
For real. So you were born in Amsterdam?
Yes, I was. Born and raised in Amsterdam.
Okay, so what was it like growing up?
It was nice. It's kind of like New York, but smaller. So you have a lot of different cultures.
Right.
Surrounding me and yeah, it's fine. It's a lot of fun.
I
learned a lot living out here.
I was there in the 80s when I was stationed in Germany, so.
Really?
Yeah.
And did you like it?
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool.
Okay.
It was a lot different, you know, compared to where I had been before, but I was feeling it.
Okay.
Yeah. So what got you into doing music?
Let's see. Okay, I guess I've always liked music ever since I was little. In my opinion, I think you're born an artist. I don't think it's something you know, you don't wake up one day and go, hey, I think I want to sing today, or I think I want to rap today. I think it's something that just comes naturally. And I used to be really, really shy when I was a little girl. I used to sing in my room, and my sister would, you know, listen to me, just sneak up on me and be like, hey, I know you can sing. I want you to sing in front of everybody. I always was very shy as a child. And then I think my sister inspired me to start doing music professionally.
Okay.
So that's one of the reasons, yeah.
So do you write everything that you sing? Or?
Yes, I write all my material.
That's the key. That's the key, because trying to sing somebody else's, you wouldn't know, or you wouldn't have as much, you know, feel to it until you went over it a couple of times. Being that you write your own stuff, you know exactly where and how you want to present it and arrange it.
Exactly.
Where have you performed at?
I performed in Germany and a lot of venues out here in the Netherlands. Actually, I was going to do like a mini tour in the United States starting August. But we had a little problem.
Right.
With customs, and my manager and I were misinformed about the fact that you can't do promotional shows in the United States, being that I'm a foreigner. So I was actually in Atlanta, Georgia, August 4th for exactly 4 hours, and then they sent me back, and they were like, you can't come back until you get like a working visa, and that's the only way
right.
you can do shows out here.
Right. Because I was going to go to that show. I live in the A, matter of fact. And I was going to go to that show. I think it was at some cafe somewhere.
Yeah, probably Red Light Cafe or the other.
Right. And I knew, and then I got the email from your manager saying that it was canceled.
Yeah.
But I hope to see you once you get the visa.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're working on it right now, and I'm not going to give up, you know, on my dream. I was so sad when I heard that I can't do it. I had to go back and everything. But you know, you can't give up on your dream. Like I said, my manager and I are working on it right now. It might take a little bit longer for me to get there, but I will get there. I am determined to get there. So,
of course.
Yeah.
So where have you performed at over there?
I performed at a lot of venues out here in the country. Since you've been here, I don't know if you know a couple of the venues.
No, we talking 82 now. That's like black and white TV days. talk about horse and buggy days back then.
But yeah, maybe you heard of the Paradiso, which is like a very, very big venue, very important venue out here. I performed there.
Okay.
And several other spots. Yeah. But right now I'm actually looking to do more shows in Europe.
Mm.
And I'm looking forward to that. At least I can do that right now, you know, get busy doing that.
So when you write Cinnamon Brown Hit, what goes all into it? I mean, how do you come about with the creative process when you're trying to put the song together?
Well, I basically just listen to what the music tells me. I'm inspired by the music, and if the music tells me to write a sad love song, that's what it's going to be. I don't write, usually some people, what they do is they write without music, or they just go like, okay, well, it sounds like this is supposed to be a club song, so I'm going to write a club song. That's not how I do it. Because if I don't feel like writing a club song, or if I don't hear that on a production, I'm not going to do that. So I just write, basically, I write whatever the music tells me.
Okay, cool. So my thing is, when you do start really hitting the USA real hard, be open to a lot of different producers so you can get a whole lot of different flavor on you. You know what I'm saying? And also, as well for you, learn how to produce too. That way, you know, you be in the studio right with them watching everything everybody doing. So you can pick up so you can do the same thing everybody doing.
Exactly. My eyes and ears are open right now. Every time I'm in the studio, I listen to how they
Excuse me. Yeah, I'm here.
That's okay. I thought it was me. But I always check and look at what the producers are doing, whether they're mixing a song or sometimes I pitch in when they do productions. Actually, you know, add sound to it with my voice and be like, oh yeah, that would be cool. But yeah, I would love to actually produce my own tracks and for other people in the future. So I'm actually learning that right now.
That is cool, because that's the whole package right there. You know, you come out with your own sound that really defines you for real, all the way. Now, what's next for you, other than having the U.S. tour? What's next for you? You're gonna have another album out, or are you still in the studio, still writing and still doing
music?
Well,
at the moment I'm actually writing new songs, waiting to get I'm writing new songs to pick out the single that's going to be on iTunes pretty soon. Also working on a little mixtape. I got a couple of online magazines that are writing articles about me. I got one in the UK. I'm really really, really embarrassed at the fact that I forgot the name, because I don't have the list with me right now.
Well, that's all good, because I know a couple of online magazine editors too, and what I'll do is I'll shoot them your name to them so they can get with you and do
an article
as well. And I'm glad that you called. I will be playing your music right after this interview.
That'll be great.
And also, I want you to also stay positive and just keep focused. I mean, you know, there's a lot of bump and grinds in the road, but eventually you'll get there. You know what I'm saying? As long as you keep pushing forward.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you for having me on the show.
Hello?
Politicians, we cast the vote. They should ask our permission. By George, George Bush done effed up the country. I spit the type of words to make the FBI hunt me. If so, please make me public enemy number one. 'Cause being number two is never any fun. I'm out here trying to get my people they respect. So I likely die behind a podium like X. Bound to catch some scars in a world so cold. So tell me, who got cocoa butter for my soul? The only thing selling is Jordan's weed and coke. Something to look flying, something for you to smoke. They don't sell the Wall Street Journal in the hood. I think they think our IQ is lower than wood. Real gangsters carry a briefcase in the morning. Hood cats in all black, perpetual mourning. Who's putting flowers down on our ground zero? Flood the streets with heroin, we have no heroes. Sean Bell, Stringer Bell, they treat us all the same. That's why we feel like we still got on our chains. That dude hugs a block, 'cause that dude needs a hug. And deep down, he'd rather that than money from drugs. street, murders or suicides waiting to happen. What's left now, cry later, mean when nobody's laughing. We bound to catch scars in a world so cold. So tell me, who got cocoa butter for our souls?
Hey, this is Debra Bryant, R&B indie recording artist. Some heard of me, and if I have anything to do with it, many more will. Check out my underground hits, You're Good For Me and Unfaithful, on my Let You Tell It CD. It's available at CD Baby and TowerRecords.com. And of course, you can also listen to it right here, right now, with my man, the T to the A to the Z, another Taz Production online radio show.
Trippin', he got me trippin'.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Yes, hello.
What's up? It's D-Mac. It's Playboy.
It's Luke
Gabe. It's EJ. It's Casual.
What's good?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes. This is Casual?
No, this is Elsie.
No, I'm sorry. This is Casual calling in for an interview.
Okay. I'm also on the line waiting for an interview. I'm an artist as well.
Oh, okay. How you doing?
Yeah. I'm fine, thanks. I don't know if you're on hold or what happened because I've been getting cut off and on.
Oh, okay. So you're out in the Netherlands right now?
No, I'm in a good area. I don't know. It's probably on the other end.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually from New York, so I don't know. I think it might be a problem in the studio or wherever they're recording it.
Oh, okay.
Getting cut off. They come back on and like, oh, we accidentally call back. I'm going to hold for a minute.
Yo, what's up? How you doing? Good. Hello? 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 Hello?
Yo, check this out. That sound pretty, don't it? Yeah. It's them Casual Boys, man. As if you didn't know. Play hard or go home, man. That's just how I go. Let's do this. Let's do this. In Hell's Kitchen, we turning up the heat like get your service on. It's a step in the red zone, within your packing home. Put you to the test, see who's the best. Gonna sink or swim, man, I'm gonna kill. Take us to the ringer, make them feel the pain, make them take it more serious.
Challenge will put the fear in your soul. Come with anything less than the best, I promise you'll fall. Throw in your hand, there's no chance against us. Get your back, pick up your face, and get back on the bus. I told you we thorough pray, told you. Never back down or surrender, only get stronger. 2 minute warning, it's about to blow. Don't have to say it, cause you already know. No.
Make them feel the pain, make them take it more serious. Show them that it's not a dream.
How this dude, he had an opportunity to kind of holler at this girl, and he kind of waited too long, and then he regretted the opportunity. But at the same time, he can't let her know that he, like, feel like he regretted that. So, you know, he's a G because, you know, it can't nothing faze him like that. But deep down on the inside, he's like, yo, I really should have got at that girl. But he can't let her know. Come by.
I'm feeling that, man. Hey, Elsie Law, I know you're hearing this,
too. Woman perspective. Here's the woman perspective. I'm trying to say sorry. I don't want to bogle on a smile interview, but I'm like, oh, that's wrong. We need to know sometimes. You know, y'all have to understand, as women, sometimes we lay back. We think that's your job, to be persistent. So, you know, we appreciate a little bit of effort sometimes. You can let us know you regret something. It might work. It might help.
But, you know, G doesn't stop at just I'm a G. You know, anybody can be a G. It doesn't have to be just us. You know, you could be a G at your job. You can be a G at your school. Doing whatever you do, you're a G if you play ball. You know, anything you do as well, you're a G. You know what I mean?
And females can be G too.
That's right.
Exactly. You down now, Elsie.
I'm down with that, but I'm not down with dudes being closed mouth. Come on, y'all got to speak up sometimes. I'm giving y'all some advice from the secret women's meetings we have. I'm just putting y'all because you.
That's another idea for another song.
Women say it all the time. Like we talk about it, like how men we feel like men are scared to approach certain type of women, but at
right.
the same time we're women, so we don't feel obligated to approach. We're like we prefer you do it.
Right.
So you know.
I'm gonna play this song. I'm a G. By Casual in the house.
Oh, I hear
you. I am a G. I'm sitting here wondering where the hell I went wrong. I never thought someone so beautiful would ever slip from the palm of my hands. Damn, I should never send to my friends. Should've went with my instincts. Who was I wouldn't be in this position. I'm not gonna sweat this sh- so to hell with it. No, it's like I can't maintain. Constantly she's on my brain, but one thing remains the same.
I'm a G.
No, it shouldn't matter much to me, but I can't get her off of my mind.
She's the best
oh, wish I could go back to part one. Wish I could turn the hands of time.
Ooh,
I waited too late, and she fell for someone else.
But I'm a G.
I can't sweat it like that, cause I gotta look out for myself. Oh.
Infatuated to say the least. Confused about the reason I was unable to speak.
I could say what I should have done all day long. But when it comes down to it, she won't be calling my phone or coming by the house. Spending time alone, watching movies on the couch. What's done is done, so I gotta move on. Cause I'm still a G and my can is strong. So it shouldn't matter to me, but I can't get her off of my mind. Wish I could press rewind. Wish I could turn the hands up tight. I waited too long and she fell for some. Gotta look out for myself.
Can't let her get the best of me. Ooh, how could this be? Ooh, but I'm a G.
Yeah.
That's I'm a G. Caswell, are you on the line?
What's up, man? That's from the album. Coming
man,
up
that thing's smoking right there. Hey, I'm going to play that in my car so folks will be like, who the heck is this?
I haven't heard harmonizing like that since, like, Boyz II Men, for real. That was beautiful. Please, can you tell us, like, your website? I'm like, I need to get that. Like, I'm going to go online, and you sell that online?
Yeah, definitely. Check us out, myspace.com.
Say it again so we all get it.
/KHUK1.
Cool. I got caller 718 on the line. 718 Z Talk baby.
Yo.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes. You on with TAZ Casual and LC Law.
Yo, what's up, man?
Who is this?
Yo, this is Big L from Brooklyn.
All right, Big L. What's up, man?
What's good, Casual? Hey, yo, I just want to say that I'm a big Casual fan, man. Like, I followed your career for a long time, and you guys are, like, the best group that I've ever seen, man. Your harmonizing is great. Your chemistry is great. I've seen you on America Has Talent. And, yo, how can I get more of your music, man?
Definitely check us out on myspace.com, and you can
holler
at us on iTunes real soon. So just be looking for that.
Definitely purchase that. I definitely need that, man. Hey, so what's next for you guys, man?
You know, we got the album out.
I just want to say that New York loves y'all, man.
Hey, we love New York.
Y'all too.
We love.
Bye. Thank you, Big L. I was getting ready to hand him the mic and let him do the rest of the show. anyway, Casual, I want to thank you guys both, all of y'all, for coming through, doing the show, and doing what you do, because like I said, when I listened to it, I had to listen to I'm a G, and I was blown away because, like Elsie said, I ain't heard singing like that, you know, only from old school groups, and you bringing the old school sound back to the forefront, and I appreciate you guys for doing that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate this opportunity, brother.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all good, man. And anytime y'all got something new popping, just contact me, and I'll definitely put you guys on because I'm definitely feeling the music for sure. And I got to have it, too. So I'm going to be one on the line looking to see where I can get the release at.
Right.
Y'all, you guys stay up and stay blessed, man.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate you, bro.
LC Law, back to LC Law. I finally get to talk to her.
I'm still here.
And you're my co-host.
Yeah, I like that. We got to do that one day. We got to do like a whole co-host. I love being a co-host. But I'm glad
well,
that's
well, it's definitely like we're doing it anyway.
I'm glad I got to stick around, though, because I got to stay on hold, like hear all the talented artists you have. You have some incredible artists on.
Well, I got another one calling back. He's a poet and a spoken word artist that's been doing it around the United States for a few years. He's came to my house parties and performed as well. And I got a house party coming up next month. And one of these years, you need to come down here to the A and come to the house party and perform at the house party for real.
I would love to do that.
Well, let's talk about it next year for real. I mean, you know.
Who's going to do it? Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. I'm a Brooklyn chick, and that's what we do. Like, I don't perform at people's houses in the basement.
there you go. And get grindy with it.
It's nothing.
But you were talking before I got cut off. Obviously, my line got cut off, and I had to resort to the other phone and call in on my own show so I could talk. before I got cut off, you was talking about your activism in community, and I was saying that you sound like you're a politician. You do not aspire one day to be a governor Palin. You don't
not at all.
Not her, but I mean to be in the position that she's in.
No, not at all. But at the same time, I never aspired to have a community newsletter either, and I have one. So, you know, you never know what happens, what's going to happen, but it's not something I aspire to. I just look at politics like it's just so many different angles with politics, and it just seems grimy. You know, it just seems grimy.
Right. But you can come in and right the ship, because it's like you're trying to right the ship in the community. I mean, hey.
I could, but it probably would take a while. I don't know how they would take, like, a rapper slash councilwoman. Because I'm not going to stop what I do. Like, I was born a rapper, and that's what I'm going to do. And I don't know how that would sit too well.
Well, we didn't know how it would sit too well having a black man running for president. We got it.
True. Right?
You know what I'm saying? So
we're making history right now. So we'll see what happens with that.
Even though I was the first black president of the United States, at least 4 years ago on my CD, one of my CDs. And
really?
I wrote that 4 years ago and wrote, it's called Z Base in Charge. And I actually, you know, was bought the troops out of Iraq, bought the...
Well, damn, why are you not on the ticket?
I did all that fictitiously. And I had a chick on the side, had a scandal, had to fake my own death and all that good stuff. But
wait a minute. This is almost sounds as good as your soap opera.
That's exactly what it sounds like, because this is a four CD. I'm up to four CDs now of me being the president, and now I'm on the fifth one, right in the fifth one, year two. And
okay.
As
so
everybody knows me, I'm trying to write a play about it, so that's what it's all about.
I want the people left in the dark when I brought up the soap opera. I don't know, did you tell them how you write, like, black soap operas? Did you tell them?
I wrote a black soap opera that's 2,000 pages, and it's being edited right now. So hopefully it'll be out next year. I'm getting it edited right now, and as soon as we get it edited, believe me, we're going to get it put out there. I'm still writing part two right now, and it's just about black people that's wealthy, black people that's poor, everyday black people that's walking the streets, black people as gangsters, of course, and, you know, you got the crime element along with the good and the bad and the ugly of all urban life, and that's what I wrote. And I initially named it Black People in Action, but it's called Urban People in Action. Figured that'll get over and sell a little bit more.
Well, you got to come to New York to see what's passing for urban these days, because there's a lot of gentrification going on. So, you know, you might have to put some other than black people up in the hood.
Well, there'll be a couple of other people sweeping and cleaning up, you know, janitor jobs. Like we, you know, just the reverse. That's why it's fiction. Just the reverse of what we doing.
Okay.
But, Elsie, it was great talking to you. I'm sorry about the technical difficulties that we were having until I figured it out. It was my line that got dropped, but it was still on. But it's just not working right now. I don't know why. But what we're going to do, I'm going to play a couple of songs as I'm waiting on Mark Lacey to call into the show. And like I said, I love your daughter. You like family?
Oh, I love you, too. We're going to house party it up before 2009 is out.
I hear you. We definitely are, because I'm definitely gonna hit you up, and we'll have a plane ticket already ready before October, because I normally do it on October, the weekend of Columbus Day. That's when I always do it. And then
next year. It's sneaking up on me too quick this year, but next year, everybody's listening, so I can't back out now.
Yeah, and I'm going to play this show again just to remind you. I'll send it to you in the email. Remember this?
Oh, man. That means I got to show up.
Most definitely. But
right,
I'm loving you, and I'm loving your music,
you,
and I'm loving what you're doing, and you keep on doing it, girl.
Thank you. Shout out to you and your family. I'm sending love to the family, the wife, and everybody.
And same to you, dear.
All right, so I'll talk to you later.
Peace.
Bye.
That was Elsie Law, y'all, on the line. This is TAZ. I guess what I need to do is do a little station identification, which normally, you know, normally I just play it in the middle of some songs, but I'm just going to play that, and then I'm going to play another song by one of my people that I interviewed before and his group, and I'll let you guys figure out who it is because it's just brand new off the presses, ain't released, but your boy TAZ got a copy of it. After this station break, I'll play the song Share Life.
Chilling in the cut. This is Rolanda 700 from Rolanda700.com, and you are listening to ATAZP Recorded Live. I'm coming at you strong. I'm coming at you straight. We're just chilling in the cut. ATAZP Recorded Live. Chilling in the cut.
Radio 256. You're on the line. 256, identify yourself. Z Talk, baby.
Greetings, greetings. This is Mr. Mark Lacey.
That's my man throwing down. What's up? ML in the house. What's up, Mark Lacey?
Man, I can't call it, and I sure can't complain about it. Happy to be here, man. Happy to be on ATAZP once more. How you
yeah,
doing?
Yeah, once more. I'm glad you're here because you're here for the new CD that you dropped, Articulation. Wait a minute. This brother here, with the pronunciation and the spelling for your CD, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sitting there tripping on how he did it. Mark has a play on words, which is really unique. And I'll need you to come over, brother, after I get through writing my CD, and I want you to rearrange and rename every song.
At least do one.
I'm going to send one to you, MP3, and I ain't going to even have a title for it. I'm just going to send it to you. And whatever you feeling, that's going to be the name of the song.
Okay, now you know I don't want to mess with something that's already a masterpiece.
No, don't worry because I'm still going to send it to you and just let you name it. Whatever you felt and how you want to say it and how you want to spell it, because you spell articulation. Go on, spell it for the people.
Articulation is spelled R T I Q lation.
Boy. Like I said, you come up with a unique mark. Mark, explain again, once again to the audience, what you do and how you do it, sir.
Okay. Well, shoot, by day, I am a database administrator. By evening, I am a DJ, poet, author, spoken word artist. And that's how I do it. I mean, I write books. Write fiction, nonfiction. Poetry is my main thing. Perform spoken word, tour the nation. And, hey, I try to do it commercially, try to do it underground. Try to make sure that every side is tapped. Try to utilize every resource to its fullest extent. And, hey, that's how I try to do it. And I try to make sure that I do it right, trying to fill the shoes of the legendary T.A.Z.
Don't even try, little bro. Even though he's a little bro, he's little in age, but the dude about 6'9". What, 6'7"? You 6'7", ain't you? About the big, tall dude, but he's my little brother now. Hey, you know, them little brothers be big, they be called tiny and stuff like that, so, you know. But, Mark, trash talking. Explain the song, because when I heard it, I was feeling it, man. Go on, explain it. Trash talking.
Yeah, three-part trash talking. You know, every title on the CD, you'll notice that it has something to do with either music or a word that describes some sort of enunciation, some sort of music and speaking terminology.
Right.
You know, and articulation, the articulation of a note, the articulation of a word or a phrase. Three-part trash talking. It is a slight diversion of the other songs that fit right in tune with the theme of the CD. What it is, I wanted to paint the picture that I'm in this party trying to mack this babe, and I'm just doing nothing but talking trash. I'm not imagine, for all the fellas listening, imagine you being 25 and a straight-up player. And you know, you at the bar, you at the martini bar, trying to kick some lines, trying to kick some game. And that's what I was doing. But the hook says, with all that trash talking, boy, you'll never get me. And then the bridge says, you know you'll never get me, you know you'll never have me. And then the young lady comes on and says, know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I thought the trash talking was smooth from my perspective.
I did too.
But from the receiving end, it was a no-go.
Well, here we go with Mark Lacey in the house with trash talking on ATAZP.
Shorty, mamacita, how you be? I see you looking at me, and quite frankly, my dear, I don't give a ma'am. Over here, it's me, your boy. Ever since you walked into the room, every love song in my heart's top 20 hits I've wanted to croon. I fantasize that you'd be my verse one and verse two. Each bar would be my car and I'd drive it home until the song is through. When it's time to take it to the bridge, if troubled water lies below, I'd be your hero. You know, the wind beneath your wings, and I'd lay me down so you can sing my name over and over. And as I lay me down, you can bring the oil for my motor, because you got my motor running, full throttle, clutch burning, as we cross the Crescent River at high tide. In an effort to get to the other side, I'd make sure that you arrive to your destination safely. For the sweetness of your aura tastes better than a Danish pastry, covered in butter pecan supreme from Ben and Jerry's, as sweet berries are sprinkled all over as we consume the fumes while listening to my Cherie Amour from Stevie. Wonder where all this is coming from? Or do you wonder where you're going to? I just want to emphasize the fact that I know that you like the things that life is showing you. And one of those things is me, baby.
Trash talking, no, you'll never get me.
Just know I want you.
Trash talking, no, you'll never get me.
For you, there's preschool and me school. For you, I like to sport my flexibility, which in turn displays my versatility by having the ability to be old school and new school. See, I'm old school like K-Cars, you gold and Chiracos. I'm new school like Blu-ray and Bluetooth. See, like Hova and Kells, I can give you the best of both worlds. My priority is to be your maintenance man while paying for your hair, toes, and nails. Mommy, I'm telling you, we could never fail. All reasons for all seasons. Even in summertime, it'd be icy because the jewelry on your fingers and around your neck would shine brightly. Bracelets and anklets fitting nicely, making you have to walk with a heater to prevent frostbiting. But in the case of an emergency, my fireplace will be in full effect. Rubbing oil is the lighter fluid, and from it I can detect if Afro will meet Zodiac, and if half on a baby's not an option, then we can protect. All I'm trying to do is get through to you.
With all that trash talking, all you ever gave me.
You know I want you.
With all that trash talking, all you ever gave me.
Girl, I had to have you.
With all that trash talking, all you ever gave me.
You know I need you.
With all that trash talking, all you ever gave me.
Ooh, ooh. Baby, I can be your Ike and you can be my anime. And even if you don't want to eat the cake today, you can still have it anyway. Cause working together, girl, we gon' make a change. At your request, I can arrange a sound check in Acapulco. We can practice discovering one another like Chalmers, Adams, and DeSoto. And if we ever broke up, we'd be made up like a face in a press photo. And your body must be an hourglass, cause when I look at it, I can tell the time. Time for me to penetrate your thoughts with my thoughts and impregnate your mind. You'll be so stuck to me that if I were the car, you'd be the shine. I would issue you a ticket for an illegally parked vehicle, but if you kiss me, that would pay the fine. And tonight, we'll make love like it's 1999. Lady, you're driving me straight up insane. I could pose as your prince and be the purple in your rain. You're my addiction and intervention, my landing and ascension, not to mention my sunshine and pancake batter. We'll make sweet love in the rain, influencing all the clouds to scatter.
You know you never get me.
This is poet, author, Mark Lacy. H-E-A-Z-P recorded live right here in the basement of Snellville, Georgia, where I saw ya and I heard ya for the first time, but most deaf, not the last, not the last. Taz, T-A-Z is vicious on the recorder and notorious with the beats that creep from the speakers into your ears, turning them into sweeters and seekers of the heat from melodic rhythms that scare you, then wear you like denim. Hit them up on the web, listen up on MySpace for ATAZP recorded live in the studio.
That was my boy, Mark Lacy, definitely on that drop. Mark, I love that song, Trash Talking, man.
Hey, like, what do you like most about it?
When you threw Annie Mae in there, talking about eat the cake. I said, no, not this clown went like that. I'm feeling this. Man, I love the beat. Who is the producer on this?
Her name is Kanita Rogers, Quiet Girl Music Productions, Huntsville, Alabama.
Well, you got to send me your info because I need her on the show as well.
Oh, definitely, man.
Tell her she can't be quiet on this because you really got to talk.
Yeah, man, she's really bashful, but she lets her fingers do the talking on the keyboard and guitar and violin and
I
all of that.
I really need to get with her so we can maybe do one project, you know. Like I said, you know, I do mine all computerized so I can do some background for her and she can go to work.
Hey, that's what's up.
Yeah, and I've been wanting to do that anyway with an artist that plays live for many years. So, yeah, well, I'm going to have to give her my information so we can talk, and then I'll have her on the show as well with some of the stuff she probably got hidden away in her archives.
Okay, hey, that's what's up. We'll do.
So how did you come up with the concept, Articulation? How did you come up with this, you know, these, you got, what, 19 songs on the CD that you gave me? And I'm feeling every last one of them, the interludes and everything.
Cool, man. Yeah, I had my previous CD, Reflux, the music was made to complement the lyrics. This go-round,
right.
I wanted the lyrics to complement the music. I love music a whole lot because, like I said, DJing, that's my first love. And I listen to a lot of music, listen to a lot of sounds from different eras. And I wanted to try to capture, in my opinion, what the essence of music is. That means not only are you exhibiting the sounds of a lot of instruments, but you are crossing genre lines as well. You know, in essence, you know, you might have a real vintage soul sounding joint on your CD, but then, you know, you might have a dance hall.
Right.
You might have a song with some sort of a country twang or a little bluesy appeal to it. And then you might have some merengue. You know, I wanted to try to capture all of that in a subtle fashion. Didn't want to go overboard with it, but I wanted this particular CD, we did all of the music and all of the background vocals before I had written one lyric.
So you wrote to the music, in other words.
Exactly. Yeah, Kenita put it down. I came up with the concepts, the sound concepts. She brought it to life. You know, I played on my little, played some melodies on my keyboard or whatever, recorded them, and she just magically brought them to life. She's a very, very gifted musician and producer, pays a lot of attention to detail.
Well, I didn't think you even played, man. You played a little keyboard. Well, you know what, Mark, you surprised me on this CD altogether. You sung, bruh.
Oh.
Bruh, you sung.
Be quiet.
Oh, I can't be quiet. I mean, they gonna play the CD, so you sung on this thing, and I was tripping on that. But you actually played a little keyboard to get her fine-tuned on sort of what you wanted.
Yeah, I came up with all of the melodies, and of course she brought them to life. She is very meticulous as far as everything being in key. And, you know, and what it is, I really liked the fact that she is, she's a quiet disciplinarian. She would listen to all of my ideas, but she would not let them all fly, especially if they weren't creatively, you know, they may have been sound, but musically, they didn't abide by the laws of music. If they didn't abide by the laws of music, they were certainly a no-go.
Mm-hmm.
So she really, was able to bridle all of my ideas and give it a yay or a nay. You know, as far as the combination, percussion combinations, you know, background sounds drowning out primary sounds, and then the engineering part, panning from left to right, right to left with certain sounds. Certain effects to voices in certain situations, stacks, all of that, you know, instrumental stabs. I mean, she did it all. She taught me a whole lot about the world of production, and I am forever grateful to her for that, man. It was just an awesome experience.
Now, not to be controversial or nothing, but the first CD, Reflux, I was loving too. Now, I mean, you didn't want to go back and use that same producer, or you just wanted to go another direction?
Well, wanted to go another direction. Now, I'm still working with that producer in some capacity.
Yeah, because you do so much.
We have about maybe 3 or 4 projects that we still need to finish up in the future.
Right.
However, at this particular moment with the time crunch I was in, I felt it best that I worked with Kenita, and you know, for this time window, for this time frame, and
right.
You know, we were able. We started. We had a few meetings back in April, and we actually went into the studio. Started going into the studio mid to late May, and the CD was actually finalized in July, August, early August, and I think, you know, we finally got the cover art finished. The cover art was my concept, but we're actually going through Discmakers for the repro, and it's going to be really nice. I did not want to do the project and especially the background singers of my producer and Injustice by just having a standard jewel case.
Right, right.
We're going to get one of those, what they call eco wallets, and it's going to be shrink-wrapped.
Okay,
and,
cool.
It's going to look really nice. And on my MySpace page, you can see a version of the cover art, but it's not the final version. If you go to
what is the MySpace page?
MySpace.com/mlacy, and it's there. And you can also go to my website, marklacy.com. Oh, by the way, we are taking pre-orders. And we're going through a phase now. We're going through a lot of reviews with it. And
great,
people,
man, because like I said, I'm loving it.
Thank you, man. And like I said, that means a whole lot, especially because, you know, you being the producer that you are, and you come across a lot of music.
Oh, yes,
I do.
You
hear a lot of stuff from A to Z. And when a producer likes it, that even elevates that euphoria even more because, like I said, we put there's a lot of ingenuity that went into it, and, of course, every artist is going to say that about their CD. But I can honestly say we did everything from scratch. And, you know, some of the hooks we made up there on the spot.
And that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. And that's how we do it here at ATAZP for real.
Exactly.
Right there. Ad lib.
Exactly.
It's more pressure that way. You know what I mean?
True, true. It's more pressure, and I happen to, like, write faster and put things down faster in the studio.
As we know.
I'm an engineer by trade and by education. So, you know, there were times in my life where I just had to program everything out, put a flow chart to everything, and it was just too mechanical. And then I discovered that, heck, I'm left brain, right brain, and my creative side, I've allowed now my creative side to overshadow the technical side when it comes to the production part of it.
Okay. There's a particular song on here that I need to talk to you. And what's your producer's name?
Kanita.
I need to talk to both of y'all because I told you already, I'm going to play it right now, and after I play it, I'm going to say what I need to say. Praise
okay.
God.
Okay.
Lacy with a Quiet Rain, Quiet Rain interlude. Mark,
mm-hmm.
I want you to know that that phone need to be extended, baby. I mean, y'all need to do a remix with not a remix, just extend the music. You don't even have to change the music because the music is like popping, and that's a hot interlude. And I need it to be like at least, you know, song limit long, you know, like 3 minutes. I played that song yesterday about 5 times. Just so I could get the feel. I was like, okay. But Mark, y'all need to extend this song. I'm telling you right now. You extend this song, I guarantee you, somebody going to buy that single after that. They're going to be like, I need to get that. I need to get it. Just put that on your MySpace. Put the interlude on your MySpace. Let it play. I guarantee you, people going to want to go get the CD. They're going to be going, where can I get the CD at? Where can I get the CD at? Wait and see. I guarantee you. I should be an A&R exec. I should be a radio director because I do, you know, I listen to music a lot. And that song is hot. Just extend it, man. You extend it. I'll be so happy. Y'all could just play it for me or send it to me. I'll be like, okay, cool. I don't have to play this interlude 5 times. I could play the one song and be all right. But I love that song, man.
Tell you a secret, man. It was funny when after we laid the dummy track down for that, Kenita had gotten so involved and so taken with that melody that she kept she was going over and over and over and just kept relaying it and relaying it, adding, taking, because she was so consumed by the main melody.
Right.
And then we were sitting up there in a session, and she was like, because we had like some 5-6 hour sessions easily. And she was like, oh, Mark, I'm sorry, I just took over your little song, didn't I? And I said, well, if it affects you like that, if it impacts you like that, that's a good thing. So,
yeah.
And all of the interludes were intended to be very alluring, very attractive to the ear, but it's almost like the crack dealer. And I hate to use this reference. It's like you're very, very eager to get that hit, but it's like I'm gonna give you so much and that's it.
Yeah. Just to
I
keep
ain't
you coming back.
No more. I'm gonna give you this last half a hit.
I'm gonna tell
you
right
what
now.
You want with it.
I need a nickel bag of that.
Okay.
Tell Kenita I said that. I'm for real in the mud. This is the second time I talked to you about this. I told them before when I first called you when I got the CD, and I told you that song need to be extended. Believe me, bro. Believe me. When I say so, people going to be like, just take a poll and see how many people will say, yeah, that song need to be extended out.
And you know what? We've actually got some songs that would be considered B side songs. They weren't on the final mix down.
Right.
And we might put an extended version of that song on the B side.
But when you do, let me know so I can get it. Let me know. Because I definitely will get it. Mark, what's next for you as far as I'm sure you're going to be out promoting this around the country, but what's next for you as far as putting out another book or another CD? As much as you do, you like Prince, you know, so you're a very busy man. And I bow down to you. By you staying busy makes me, like, you know, on some nights when I'm in the studio and I'll be like, I'm tired. And the back of my mind say, Mark Lacey ain't tired. Okay. Keep on going.
You know, I'm trying to get wiser as I get older, but it's hard when you're passionate about what you do.
Right.
You can't worry about, trying to satisfy, relatives and friends and stuff, trying to explain to them why you're so busy. That, you know, it never works.
Right.
And so I am very comfortable with the fact that some people just aren't going to get it. When people say you're doing too much, I mean, I know I'm doing too much. Do you think if I didn't have to do too much, I'd be doing too much? You know, so my thing is, I tell people, get a passion and come back to me. So, because it's hard to explain this literary / recording stuff for people who are way outside the realm, number one, and then people who've not really been passionate about something, number two. But what's next for me, you know, I try to keep something in the boiler. I'm working on a joint fiction short story book with an author out of Atlanta by the name of Ashanta Collins with Asta Publications.
Mm-hmm.
The book is entitled Wretched Saints, and we're hoping it will be released in maybe December or the early part of next year. Also in the process of I'll be working on another CD in the very near future with my original producer, Charles Owens, but there's another producer. This guy has played with Tony. He
right.
lives in my hometown, and his name is Kelvin Wooby. And
okay.
He's a man. He's an excellent keyboardist, guitarist, can play any instrument you can think of. I've looked up to him for a long time, and hopefully, God willing, we'll get a chance to collaborate here in the near future. I am going to I'm working also on this book. This gentleman out of Florida, this new author, by the name of Ira Bowden. He is a an author who does public speaking, and he's
right.
going to incorporate some of his some of my spoken word into his public speaking packages. So we're
That's
writing
cool.
Working on a joint book. Also, this past well, the book has been this book has been out. This book I'm about to mention has been out for about a year, but a lot of people we're still promoting it. It's called Step Up to the Mic, and Poetic Press, which is an imprint of Express Yourself Publishing
mm-hmm.
out of the Pennsylvania area, did a book with several notable poets, and I've got five pieces in it. And this book is called Step Up to the Mic, and it can be purchased on Amazon.com. And it's got people like Georgia Mee, Bill
mm-hmm,
Holmes,
already know her.
And Deaf Poet Red Storm, Queen Sheba.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a very hot book of poetry. And Michael J. Burt, a friend of mine, he's the editor of it. And that was a nice collaboration. And I've got some other things in the works that it's so early in the game, I really can't say too much about them at this juncture. But my goal is to I'm not going to plan on publishing that many more poetry books, but I will, God willing, continue to produce spoken word CDs. My
Correct.
Books and most of my books in the future, I'm trying to concentrate in the fiction arena.
Cool.
And but I'm still going to push my poetry books, Rock and Fire and The Looking Heart.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, just treading in some new territory. I've got a lot of good mentors, and you know, really thankful for that. But just like anything else, you know, it's a serious grind. And but the destination is the journey. So just got to recognize those blessings along the way, you know.
I feel you, Mark. And you, like I said, you're very busy. I need from you though. I need you to send me a drop for the house party.
Okay.
That you sadly you're not gonna be here, but we sure gonna miss you, bro. And we'll pour out a little drink outside, not in the house,
okay.
but outside in the driveway, cause you ain't here. And salute you that way, but just send me a drop, you know, reference the house party. It can be 2 minutes or whatever. You know, just put down what you do, and I'll play it at the house party as well. And also,
okay.
I'm going to need a new drop for the radio show, too.
Oh, that's
well.
What's up. That's what's up. I will do that. And still, I may surprise you at the house party. I may.
Hey, man,
so.
If you do, man, there's going to be a few folks here. Hopefully, we'll have Kipper Jones here who wrote
okay.
the two albums for Vanessa Williams and wrote that Brandy joint and
Ooh.
Also wrote some for Teddy Pendergrass and a couple
Ooh.
More artists, Johnny Mathis and what have you. He'll be here. Also, we'll have
okay.
Sparky D. Hopefully she'll
wow.
be here. She's been on the show before and she's a She's a rapper. You remember her back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but
the,
she's a
UTFO, yeah.
She's a preacher now.
Okay, okay.
And she does gospel hip hop. So I've met her and talked to her, and she'll be stopping through. As well, we got a Black Male ATL, which you can look up on MySpace. They've been on the show before, too. And they do rap and R&B at the same time, two brothers. That is real cool, and they're bad, man, for real. So they'll be performing, as well as me and Ron L. and Rolanda 700 will all be performing a couple of joints. Ooh. And Miss V, the lady that you never met that always sings on a lot of my songs,
okay,
she'll be there singing. So we got a few folks coming through, so, and a whole lot of good foods. You know how that goes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be off the chain this year. So, man, I'm going to play and end the show since we're not online, but we're still streaming, and you'll be able to hear this on the playback. Acoustic MacDown, explain that. Man, I'm just like, I'm feeling the titles, man. Like, I got titles like Close the Door. It's me. Here we go. Simple First Grade. The title, you got Acoustic MacDown. Go on and explain that, dog.
Acoustic MacDown. Well, you know, the predominant sound is going to be a series of acoustic guitars, of course, put together by Kanita herself. But what I'm trying to do is convey a message to this young lady. You know, I am very hesitant. Previously, to mention that, hey, I love you, I've always shown it. But through this acoustic MacDown that I call myself putting down, I'm going to finally tell you, doggone it, I love you. That's
well, Mark,
acoustic MacDown.
Mark, I appreciate you, brother. You're an inspiration to me as well. And I wish nothing but success for you.
Thank you.
So
likewise,
next time you come through on the show, I'll be like, everybody know who this is. I don't even need to say his name.
Cool. Well, likewise to you, man. You've always been an unconditional supporter of me. And like I said, bruh, I will always definitely be there for you as you've been for me. And another will be an opportunity to collaborate. And,
yeah,
you know,
a matter of fact, this might surprise you. I'm getting the book edited right now.
Okay, cool.
It's been going through a little, and an old girl that's edited, when I sent it to her, she said, well, thanks for the encyclopedia.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Oh, yeah, I wrote 900 pages, 976 pages.
Woo!
I'm writing another one right now. It's fiction. You know, I deal with fiction. I've been writing that since I was 12 years old. So, and I'm writing part two right now. It's a black soap opera that L.C. Law earlier on the show was talking about. And I wrote a black soap opera. And like I said, it's getting edited right now. So you'll be proud of me. Once it come out, I'm definitely sending you a copy, bro.
Okay, please do, man. I look forward to reading it in segments.
Yeah, because you're gonna be like, man. A lot of people read it and then take notes so they can go back, because they'd be like, wait a minute, okay. And I find people leafing through it like they were doing a book report, and they said, I gotta go back and see. Okay, you did say that. Yeah, you know, they go back and check it. Like, okay, he didn't contradict himself on it. That's how it is, man. So.
Ooh,
like I said, I will definitely put you on the first as the first people that I'm thinking, because I've read both of your books thoroughly and upside down, and I use a lot of the things that you recorded on different CDs, just so your name will be on the CD along with us, you know, when we do it. So,
man, I'm totally honored for that.
And I will definitely send you a copy of the three new CDs that I did this year. I gotta send you a copy of that.
Oh, please do, man. I look forward to it.
Yeah, I will. This is Mark Lacey, Acoustic MacDown. Until next week, ATAZP. Peace.
Mm-hmm. saw you, when I first saw you, you had me going in circles like geometry. You were far away, and while I was hoping for you, I was telescoping you like astronomy. Pardon me, as I attempt to get my words together, for thoughts are all over my head like cloudy skies during bad weather. But let me stop with the reminiscing, because when we were together, there were some things that appeared all the time. But when we truly needed them, they came up missing. People told bold-faced lies about us, and as a result, we ended up dissing one another. But cutting to the chase, based on my actions, you know that I loved you. Based on the vibe, you knew that I loved you. Based on my words, well, that's a whole different story. But honestly speaking, you never believed me when I told you that it was hard for me to tell you that I loved you. Then you really lost it when you chose not to see me because I didn't tell you that I loved you. You then cut me off like a water supply to a trough just because I didn't tell you that I loved you. And yes, the devil lied. But to me, the honest truth is, I tried. I remember when I first saw you at a football game. I just looked as you walked into the stadium. Your beauty sent my mind in every paradigm through hoops like a gymnasium. My thoughts of you became so intense that I almost cracked my cranium. But at least I forget, my journey down memory lane ain't doing nothing but causing us both pain. But the difference between your pain and my pain is that my pain is broke pain. Because we were two cars cruising down love's highway, headed in the same direction, but we couldn't even get in the same lane. While the shame that's currently wreaking havoc on my face has migrated to my mouth, and even if you blew a kiss for me, I'd still get a bad taste. But no need for me to waste time. I feel like a broke poet down to his last line. I'm hoping and praying that this fraction of a rhyme that I have left will reclaim you as mine. I just pray that you realize that the words that I kick to you are coming from the deepest depths of an almost desperate man, trying his best to be kind. And I understand that it may be too late to salvage what's left of a relationship that tripped off the acid of infidelity, and reality won't allow the tape to rewind. If I say it, please don't ask me to play it again. But I love you. I love you. I know
that
I love you.